Simon & Schuster Audio presents Deja Dead by Kathy Reichs. Read by Amy Irving.
I wasn't thinking about the man who'd blown himself up. Earlier I had. Now I was putting him together. Two sections of skull lay in front of me, and a third jutted from a sand-filled stainless steel bowl, the glue still drying on its reassembled fragments. Enough bone to confirm identity. The coroner would be pleased. It was late afternoon, Thursday, June 2nd, 1994. While the glue set, my mind had gone truant. I was enjoying my view of the St. Lawrence, the sole advantage of my cramped corner office. Somehow the sight of water has always rejuvenated me, especially when it flows rhythmically. My thoughts meandered to the upcoming weekend. I had a trip to Quebec City in mind. I thought of visiting the Plains of Abraham, eating mussels and crepes, and buying trinkets from the street vendors. I'd been in Montreal a full year, working as forensic anthropologist for the province, but I hadn't been up there yet. I needed a couple of days without skeletons, decomposed bodies, or corpses freshly dragged from the river. I knew he was standing there before the knock. Though he moved quietly for a man of his bulk, the smell of old pipe tobacco gave him away. Pierre Lemanche had been director of the Laboratoire de Médecine Légale for almost 2 decades. His visits to my office were never social. Temperance? Lemanche, alone, did not call me Tempy. He glanced at a pink telephone slip he was holding.